Good evening and welcome to tonight's teleclass. My name is Shadi Ardlan and I'll be leading the teleclass, The 7 Reasons Why Women Don't Get What We Need From Men. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me on time. I am very excited to teach this teleclass. It's a lot of fun for me and I promise it'll be worth the next hour of your life. This teleclass will give you a taste of the life-transforming information that Alison Armstrong has learned about men and women over the last 23 years. So over the last 23 years, she's been studying human interactions and making sense of our behavior. Have you ever wondered what's the difference between a woman who gets what they need from men and those who don't? Or what's the difference between a satisfied and happy woman and ones who are frustrated and lonely? Well, by the end of tonight's call, I will be answering those questions for you. But I'm going to give you a little background first so that we're all on the same page. I'm sure many of you know the story of the princess who kisses a frog and he turns into a handsome prince. It would be hard not to know that fairy tale. Well, 23 years ago, Alison Armstrong, the creator of all of our material, so she's created all of our workshops, all of our books, our audio recordings, as well as our DVDs, she found out that she was a frog farmer. So you know how a woman can kiss a frog and turn him into a prince? Well, Alison found out that she and most women actually turn princes into frogs. So, the problem was she had no idea how she was doing it, and most of us don't. See, how it looks is in the beginning of a relationship, it's wonderful. He is the things that we like. So we're getting attention, we're getting communication. He's the qualities that we like to be with. He's romantic, he's sensitive, he's open, he's curious, he's adventurous, whatever it is that we like. And then over time, he becomes disconnected, disinterested, and lazy. You know, he was texting you a couple times every day, and now it's been a couple of hours before he responded to that text message. Or maybe in the beginning of your marriage, he would do a lot of the housework. He was shouldering at least half of it, and now you'd be lucky if he vacuums the rug. Well, back in 1991, Alison found out she was a very successful frog farmer. She said this about herself, "Give me 10 days and I can bring out the worst in any man." This is not a great skill to have. But the problem was she had no idea how she was doing it. So she decided to explore the idea that maybe there's something that she as a woman had to do with the kind of responses she was getting from men. And in the last 22 years, she's been exploring that idea and has come to a very deep and profound understanding of how men operate. And their behavior has actually become predictable to her in a very good way. Now she has courses and books, teleclasses, audio recordings, and DVDs so that the rest of the women of the world can learn from her and understand men's behavior, and so it can be predictable to us in a very good way. I'm going to tell you the key to avoiding frog farming. So if you want to stop turning princes into frogs, if you want to stop going around the world and thinking, what a jerk, oh, what a loser, oh, not another one, this is the key to avoiding all those frogs. The key is to understand how men are designed and learn how to inspire them given who they are as men. See, our company, all of our courses, we have a very profound and deep understanding of how men think, and we are fluent in the language that they speak. We also have a different point of view about men, and this point of view prevents us from being hurt and frustrated by men. And all of these things contribute to us being able to understand and inspire men to give us what we need and what makes us happy. So we get what we need from men without struggle and suffering. We get what we need from men without game playing and manipulation, without threats and ultimatums. And it's very comforting super satisfying. And it's the reason why our first workshop used to be called Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. But now it's called the Queen's Code Workshop, the Queen's Code Workshop. And why that is because that's what we create. We create queens. So I did this workshop back in 1995, back in 2005. I came into the workshop being angry and frustrated and disappointed by men. I had grown up and I started dating men and working with men, and I already have two brothers and a dad, and I just was frustrated, beating my head against the wall, trying to figure out who they were. And I had done a lot of great transformational workshops. I've read a lot of books. I've been reading Cosmos since I was at least 16 years old. And I still wasn't happy in my relationships with men. So I went and saw Alison Armstrong speak. And when I was with Alison, I was present to a master. You know, the real deal. Have you ever been in that kind of experience where you knew you were in front of somebody who knew what she was talking about and walked her truth? When I listened to her and her talk about her relationships with men, with her son, with her husband, with even her ex-husband, with her best friends, with the people that she employed, I thought, I want what she has. Men are taking care of her. Men are giving her gifts. Men are taking her on dates and picking up the tab. Men are giving her affection and attention. Men are asking for her opinion and valuing it and being influenced by her. I want that. So I did the workshop back in 2005, and I came into that workshop with a bad attitude. I was angry. I was hurt. I was disappointed by men. I was also very skeptical and critical. I was like, another workshop. What's another workshop going to do for me? But something miraculous happened. I came in with all my skepticism, with my critical, judgmental thinking, and I left on Sunday evening happy. Happy to be sharing the planet with men. Now, how did that happen? Because it's not like they gave me a new batch of men. I still have the same two brothers, the same dad. There were still men that I was dating, men that I worked with. They were the same. The men were the same. But something had shifted in me. And I'll tell you what it was. It was the point of view. See, I had a bankrupt point of view of men. I had a point of view of men that men were misbehaving, that men were defective and dysfunctional, that they were unhealthy, that they were selfish and stupid. That was the attitude I had when I arrived on Saturday morning. And by Sunday evening, I left with a different point of view. I saw men differently. I saw men for who they actually are. And I'll tell you who that is. Men are heroes. Heroes. Now, you may be listening and thinking, how is that possible? Well, I'm going to tell you more. Since I did the workshop back in 2005, I became a leader. And I now lead these workshops all over this country. I've also trained leaders. I also coach our participants if they have questions after the course. I also consult for the company. So, without further ado, I want to get into the topic of the night because it's so important and profound and something that I hope will change your life. Because tonight, I'm going to give you a taste. I'm going to give you a little appetizer, a little sample. It's more like a sample. It's more like when you go to Costco on a Saturday. You know all those samples that they have? And they're giving you a sample so you can see, do I want to buy the package? Would my family really like these kind of meatballs? So I'm going to give you a sample of what we have to offer. And my hope, my prayer, my desire is that you want more of our good stuff because we have so much to teach you. So let's get into the topic of the night, the seven reasons why women don't get what they need from men. Seven reasons why women don't get what they need from men. So reason number one is a wrong attitude. An attitude is a feeling or a way of thinking that affects a person's behavior. So first there is the thought or the feeling, and then there's the action. Okay? First there's the thought or the feeling, and then there's the action. Women have several attitudes that actually get in the way of having what we need from men. One attitude is being skeptical. So we're skeptical about men's desire to give to us. Women often think that men don't either care about what we need and are actively withholding it. And we have evidence. The evidence is that we don't actually have those objects or that behavior or those qualities that we need from men. And we think if men really want us to have those things, then they'd be giving it to us already. The next attitude that we have is that we're suspicious of men's motives. We wonder, what are they really up to? Women are often afraid that if we give them something, women are often concerned and afraid that if he gives me what I need, what will I have to give in return? What do I owe him? So oftentimes we don't accept what's being offered to us because we're afraid of what it's going to obligate us to provide. Another attitude that gets in our way from getting what we need from men is entitlement, feeling entitled. Feeling entitled sounds like he owes me. He owes me. See, because of all we do for men, or just because we're women, many women feel entitled that men should immediately comply to whatever their demands are. It can sound like this. Where is it already? I'm his, and then you just fill in the blank of whatever role you play in his life. So where is it already? I'm his wife. Or where is it already? I'm his mother. Or I'm his girlfriend. I'm his lover. I'm his boss. So whatever it is that I want, whether it's a spreadsheet or the kids to be picked up on time, where is it already? I shouldn't have to ask for this. It should just be automatic. Of course we cuddle after sex. Of course. Or you owe me this. For everything I've done for you, you owe me some appreciation. You owe me respect. It's that attitude of, you know, you're way overdue, buddy. You should have done this a long time ago. But I'll settle for it happening right darn now. So the first reason we're not getting what we want from men is the wrong attitude. Our attitude is decisive. It determines what women can get from men. The quality, the quantity, the frequency of what men give to women is determined by our attitude. And that's because men are very sensitive to what we think about them, and that's reflected in our attitude. So if you think well of them and you think well of their intentions, then they rise to your expectations. They rise to the occasion. But if you think poorly of them and you're always testing them because you're pretty sure he's a jerk and you're just trying to, you know, make sure that you have the evidence to back it up so you don't have to trust him, then they don't bother. So this is what to do with that information that I just gave you. Take an honest look at your attitude towards men. Look at your interactions with men. And notice what you feel when you ask for what you want. When you're asking a man for something, notice. Notice, are you skeptical? Are you suspicious? Are you entitled? Or when you ask for something, are you angry and anxious? Are you upset that you have to ask in the first place? Are you anxious because you think he's going to say no? Or you're afraid that he's going to have some sarcastic remark? Or are you afraid of that he's going to think less of you because you have to ask for this thing? Look at your attitude. Do you feel like you have to manipulate men to get what you need? Or maybe you're just confused and frustrated. Maybe you're hurt and disappointed or lost, and you just want to give up already. These attitudes, and many, many more, get in the way of asking for what we need from men in a way that actually compels them to give us what we want, when we want it, and how much we want it. You may feel like you just need a better strategy, a better plan. Well, no and yes. See, your best thinking has gotten you to what you currently have in your relationships with men. What you actually need is a new attitude. You need a new attitude, one that actually empowers you. One in which you are a queen and men are your heroes. That's the attitude that'll make a difference. So let's move on to reason number two. Reason number two is that women don't get what we need from men is being ignorant about how men think. Being ignorant about how men think. Ignorance means a lack of knowledge, understanding, or education. So the second reason women don't get what they need from men is because women are ignorant. Not stupid, but ignorant. We lack the knowledge, understanding, and education about how men are designed and who men really are. Women are ignorant of how men are different. How men are different, not defective. Men are different than women, not a defective version of women. Women do not understand the way men think because they don't understand how a man's brain is designed differently. Women don't know that men's brains are organized very differently than a woman's. Their brains have them think differently than how our brains have us think. So their brains are organized differently, making them think differently, not defectively. Because women don't know how men think, they ask men for what they need at a time when they can't process information, when they can't retain the information, and they can't act upon the information because they never heard it in the first place. Have you ever experienced telling a man what you need and it goes nowhere? You maybe even had a really long conversation and you thought for sure he'd change. For sure you'd get something different. Being able to hear, process, and therefore remember what was said is imperative for men to be able to do what we're asking for. So what there is for you to do is to start noticing. Notice how the men in your life think, talk, and act differently than you do. And catch yourself when you think it's the wrong way. So just start noticing when men think, talk, or act differently than you do. It should happen quite often. And in that moment, catch yourself. Catch yourself when you think it's the wrong way. In that moment, instead of thinking he's just wrong, he's defective, he's messed up, he's unhealthy, he's broken. Instead of thinking, what a jerk. Instead of all that, in that moment, ask yourself this question. What if there's a good reason for that? What if there's a good reason for what just happened? What if there's a good reason for that? example, what if there's a good reason that he texts me instead of calls me? What if there's a good reason for the questions he's asking me? What if there's a good reason for how he washes the dishes, or the clothes that he wears, or the friends that he has, or the way that he spends his time, or the career that he picked? What if there's a good reason for that? So all those things that we see and hear a man do that isn't what we would do, in that moment, pause and ask yourself, what if there's a good reason for that? Now, if you want to be a superstar student, if you really are committed to understanding men and having partnerships in your life, you could take this to the next level, and you could ask the men in your life what their good reason is. It sounds like this. I see you blank, fill in the blank, whatever you're seeing. What's your reasoning behind that? Or I heard you say blank. What's your thought process that had you conclude that? The answers you get from men may surprise and inspire you. But again, it all depends on that attitude. We need to come from an attitude of curiosity and paying him the benefit of the doubt. So you're wondering, what is it like for him? And I'm sure that there's probably a good reason, and I just don't know what it is. Curiosity and paying the benefit of the doubt. If you come from that attitude, men will open up to you, and they'll delight you with their answers. Reason number three, the third reason why women don't get what we need from men. The third reason is being ignorant about how men are motivated. Being ignorant about how to motivate a man. Being ignorant about how to motivate a man. Now again, ignorant, not stupid. Ignorant means a lack of knowledge, understanding, or education. So the second way women are ignorant is that a woman doesn't know how to motivate a man, how to motivate a man in a compelling way. To motivate means to stimulate someone's interest or enthusiasm for doing something. So to stimulate his interest and our enthusiasm for doing something. Doesn't that sound great? So here's our problem as women, though. Women assume men are motivated by the same things that women are. The truth is, women have no clue what motivates men. Thus, women try everything that they know, which are techniques that would work on other women. And when these methods don't work on a man, well, we become resentful and angry, burnt out and upset. Let me give you an example. One of the ways that women try to motivate is we motivate through criticism. Have you ever criticized a man? It sounds like, you don't bring me flowers anymore. Or, why don't you bring me flowers anymore? Or, you used to bring me flowers. Why haven't you brought me flowers? Or it could be, why don't you call me already? I asked for that. I told you I need more communication from you. I told you I need you to call me, not text me. Why haven't you called me? Or it could sound like, when are you ever going to do the dishes? Just once. Why do I always have to do the dishes? Why do I always have to fold the laundry? Or I've already told you 5 times to take out the trash. When a woman is criticized, what happens is she submits to the criticism, changes, and resents it. See, a woman is motivated by criticism, will change to avoid criticism. Just look in your own life. Whether it was your mother or your boss, whether it was a girlfriend or society and culture, when you have felt criticized, have you submitted to the criticism? More times than not, we do. We change, and then we get resentful and angry. And why we get resentful and angry is because we change based on something outside of ourselves instead of checking in with who we are. Since women don't understand what motivates men, women assume men are motivated like women are. And that leads women to think that a man will give her what she needs if she just criticizes him for not giving it to her. But have you ever tried this tactic? Yeah, you're not alone. Most of us, if not all of us, do. It's standard issue that came with the female brain. This is what we do. We criticize. We say things like, suck in your belly. We say things like, you're going to wear those jeans? Those are your work jeans. Or wear your dress jeans. We say things like, when is that house ever going to be painted? Women presume that if men loved, cared, and respected us more, then they would respond to the criticism like a woman would. But men are not affected the same way by criticism as women are. Men actually have 4 layers of protection that guard them from the effects of criticism. Lucky them. Women, though, take it personally when men don't give them what we need. We presume he's a jerk, he's insensitive, he's immature, he's unevolved, he's out of touch, or he's just plain selfish, self-centered, narcissist. So what to do about this? What to do about this is to start looking at your complaints. Start looking at what you complain about when you complain about men, and make a list. Jot down that man's name and whatever it is that you complain about. Like, maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's your dad and he's overprotective. Or maybe it's your dad and he never really talks to you. He always just, like, passes the phone to mom. And then look to see what it is that you need from him. If he's overprotective, well, what do you need is maybe you need him to trust you. Or if he's always passing the phone to mom, maybe what you need is an intimate conversation. Maybe you need him to know what's going on in your life. What we'll be teaching you in the Queen's Code Workshop is how to take that complaint and translate it into a request for something that you need, because that's actually what's really going on. Whenever we're upset, whenever we're complaining or criticizing, there's actually just a need that is not getting met. So let's begin by getting clear about what your needs are. And how you can do that is look at what you're complaining about. Look at what you complain about and then see, oh, what is it that I actually need? And it could look like anything. It could look like affection. It could look like support, attention, intimacy, communication. And what we'll teach you in the Queen's Code Workshop is how to get those things, how to get what you need from men in a way that works for you and for him. Let's look at reason number 4, the 4th reason why women don't get what we need from men. Lack of communication. Lack of communication. Communication means to impart or exchange information or news. It's a successful conveying or sharing of ideas and feelings. It's a means of connection between people. See, women think that if men really love us, then we shouldn't have to tell him what we need. Have you ever had that thought? If I have to tell you, then it doesn't count. Or if you were really paying attention, then you would know. So, women's brains are designed differently than men. Again, differently, not defectively. They are designed to pick up on all these little hints and subtle clues that we drop. But men's brains do not work that way, and they don't work that way for a very good reason. Women have a different relationship to communication than men. Our communication style is designed to create connection, and it does. It creates connection when we speak to other women. But this default way of communicating actually creates distance, frustration, and misunderstandings when women speak to men in that manner. So when we speak to a man in our default way of communicating, it only creates distance, frustration, and misunderstandings. Here's one example of how we're different. Here's one example of how of what we normally do in communication and what we can do instead. As women, we speak hint. Hint. H-I-N-T. Hint. Many of us are fluent in hint. It's our second language. Hint sounds like this. I just love roses. Doesn't everyone? They're just so beautiful. Or it can sound like this. I heard that there's a new restaurant that just opened up, and everyone says it's amazing. Or it could sound like, wow, those plants look really dry. The garbage looks full. Oh, I'm kind of thirsty, are you? Boy, it's 3 o'clock and I'm starting to crash. I could really use a cup of coffee. Oh, my neck and shoulders are so tight. I could really use a massage. See, we speak hint and asking instead of asking for what we need. We speak hint instead of asking for what we need directly, concisely, and graciously. So this is what being direct, concise, and gracious would sound like. It would make me so happy if you brought me roses the next time we went out. Or, can we go to this new restaurant that my friends are raving about? Or, would you water the plants and take out the trash? Or, could you give me a glass of water? Or, would you go to Starbucks and get me a cup of coffee? Or, would you rub my shoulders and neck? See, a queen knows what she needs, and she asks for it in a way that works for her and men, and she has an incredible capacity to receive graciously. At the top of the hour, I posed a question, what's the difference between women who have successful relationships and women who don't? I asked, what's the difference between a woman who is happy and satisfied in her relationships and women who are lonely and frustrated and disappointed? And I promise you that answer. The difference is in this one word, receptivity. Receptivity. So in all of our courses, we teach women how to become a queen. Because a queen is a woman who has an incredible capacity to receive. That's actually how you live the life of a queen. It's all in your capacity to receive graciously and show appreciation in a way that works. And we'll teach you this. Let's move on to reason number 5. The fifth reason why women don't get what we need from men. The fifth reason women don't get what we need from men is poor choice of words. Poor choice of words. A choice is an act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. So you're selecting among the possibilities. Poor choice of words. It's about our word selection. So when a woman decides to tell a man what she needs, women don't actually use words that men understand. we use words that mean something to us that have a completely different meaning to men. Not knowing that the same words can have a different meaning to a man than it does to a woman causes a lot of frustration and hurt feelings. Let me give you a couple of examples. Let's take the word shopping. To a man, shopping means to go to a store to purchase what is needed. To a woman, shopping means to go looking and perhaps purchase something if it suits her needs and her desires. How about the word affection? Affection to a woman can look like hand-holding, kind words or actions, having a long and deep, meaningful conversation. To a man, affection can mean sex. Intimacy. Intimacy is another word that can be misinterpreted. To a woman, intimacy means a deep understanding and an inner knowing of another person's feelings and emotions. Into me see. You see inside of me who I really am, what's going on, my feelings, emotions, as well as my thoughts. But to a man, intimacy can be a euphemism for sex. Now, are either parties wrong? No, because sex can be a very affectionate and intimate experience. So, women have a poor choice of words when they speak to men because they assume they are speaking the same language as men. We assume that the same words have the same meaning to men as well as to women. Not understanding precisely what men mean when they speak leads to a lot of our disappointment and frustration and broken promises and heartache. So next time you don't understand what a man said or did, ask him. Ask him instead of assuming the meaning. Let go of any fear you have of looking stupid or that the meaning is obvious or universal or undeniable or shouldn't be questioned. No, if something got said or something happened and you don't exactly know, you're like, that was off. And I don't think this man, he's a good man, but what just happened, that was off. What there is to do for you in that moment, instead of assuming that he's misbehaving, that he's defective, instead of all that, ask. And it sounds like this. What did you mean by that? What did you mean by that? Or, what were you thinking that had you do it that way? What were you thinking that had you do it that way? Before you ask, you need to let go of any ideas of what his reasons could be. So let go of any of those ideas. Let go of any attempts to try to prove that you are smart or present and listening. No. Let go of all those ideas and just ask the question. Because, again, it goes back to that attitude. You want to listen to him from this attitude of being open and curious and willing to be delighted, or at least willing to have the matter be illuminated, to have your eyes open to something new and different. The sixth reason why women don't get what we need from men. We drop the ball. Do you know this? We actually drop the ball. We drop the ball in his lap. The first part of partnership is part. So if you were to spell out the word partnership, the first part is part. Women actually play a part in getting what we need from men. And a queen knows this. A queen knows her role. She knows that play a part does not mean do it yourself or do everything for it to ever get done. Women think that all that we have to do is tell a man what we need, and if we describe it sufficiently with enough detail, then et voila, it will just happen. Or that it should happen like that. You know, it should happen that way. I've described it. We talked about it. We talk about it thoroughly. He knows this is important to me. It should happen because I'm his mother, I'm his wife, I'm his girlfriend. Do you hear the attitude? Do you hear how that attitude can sneak in? That attitude of entitlement, righteousness, criticism, being critical. Women play a part in setting men up to give us what we need. When women demand something of men and expect them just to pick up the ball and run with it, we're typically disappointed. Not playing our part explains why most married women are taking out their own trash and filling up their own cars with gas, and why single women don't get enough phone calls and text messages or advance notice from the men that they date. It's that attitude of expectation that actually prevents men from giving us what we need. So I'm going to give you the essential question that turns whatever you're asking for from being a demand to being a request. We call this the partnership question. The partnership question. The partnership question is this. What do you need in order to give me what I'm asking for? What do you need in order to give me what I'm asking for? Then again, let go of any ideas you have of what he may need. Listen to him from an attitude of being open and available, being willing to have something illuminated and even your heart to be delighted. Okay. The last reason, reason number seven, the seventh reason why women do not get what we need from men, failure to appreciate. Failure to appreciate. Appreciate means to recognize the full worth of, to increase in value or price. So appreciate means to recognize the worth of whatever it is that he gave you. And if you appreciate something sufficiently, it actually increases in value. Failure to appreciate is another way that women don't understand how men are motivated. And it's another way that our attitude prevents us from getting what we need from men. We as women do not understand the role of appreciation. We don't understand how to give men appreciation in a way that they actually experience being appreciated. And we don't know when to show appreciation. Because have you ever had this thought? Why is it that when a man vacuums a living room rug, he thinks he deserves a freaking parade? Or, you know, why is it if he finishes his work on time, he deserves a standing ovation? Or, you know, if he calls when he said he would, he deserves a medal. Or if he picks up the check on the date, if he picks up the check on our date, well, isn't that just how it's supposed to be? He's the man. You hear the attitude? Once again, it's that bankrupt attitude, that attitude of righteousness and entitlement and being critical. Women don't understand what appreciation looks like for a man. Women actually try to appreciate a man in a way that would work for another woman, instead of appreciating him in a way that actually registers as appreciation for him. Most of the time, what we do to show appreciation actually makes a man feel unappreciated. And when a man feels unappreciated and he keeps asking for it and the appreciation doesn't happen, he'll eventually become demotivated. What women need to know and understand about men is that men learn from winning. Thus, anything a man is appreciated for, he will do again. But women express appreciation in a way that a woman likes to be likes to receive appreciation, instead of a way that resonates for who men are, that really hits home. So this is what you can do. What you can do in your life is you can find out from the men in your life how they want to be appreciated, when they need it, and how much they need it. You can actually ask the men in your life, how can I appreciate you for this? How would you like me to appreciate you? When do you need me to appreciate you? Were you appreciated enough? Now, if I give you these list of questions and you're listening to me and thinking, oh my, are you for real? I'm supposed to ask these questions? Well, won't I look, and then you just fill in your blank of whatever your worst fear is. Won't I look needy or desperate? Won't I look dorky or geeky, that I'm trying too hard? This is what I need you to know. A queen doesn't have those concerns because she knows what her intention is. She knows who she is. She knows what she provides for the world. She knows that if she needs something, then that's good enough for her to receive it. So if she needs information, if she needs answers, she asks. But she asks in a way that is gracious, that is respectful, that is sincere, that has people want to answer her, want to give her the information that she's requesting. Now, unfortunately, not understanding the reasons why women don't get what they need from men actually prevents women from having satisfying relationships with men. So whether it's with the men you date or your husband or your father, your son, your boss, your colleague, the mechanic, the handyman, in order to be treated like a queen, you'll need a new attitude, one that has you see men in a way that doesn't create any resistance in them to give you what you need. You'll need to know when to tell them what you need. You'll need to understand how to motivate them. You'll need to know how to tell them what you need in a way that they can actually hear you with the specific words to use that will have them give you what you need instead of what they thought you meant. You'll need to know what to say to create partnership, and you'll need to know how to give appreciation that actually resonates with who they are as men. When women do these things, when women show up as the queen that they were born to be, men keep giving us what we need over and over and over again, with consistency, reliability, with regularity and predictability. And this is very comforting. Very comforting because you're not going to be upset and anxious and tense anymore because you're doing everything yourself. You'll start experiencing real contentment and happiness in your relationships with men. You'll also start experiencing power and confidence because you'll actually see that you are getting what you need from men. You have the power to ask for what you need and receive it graciously. You'll also start seeing yourself as men see you, which is precious and valuable and essential to life. You'll see your worth. See, queens get what they need with regularity and consistency, with reliability and predictability, and they delight in the companionship of men. And men crave partnership with them. That's why our courses actually create women to become man magnets. Our courses magnetize women to attract healthy men who are ready and available for partnership because a queen, she has an uncommon understanding of human beings and knows how to bring out the best in them. She knows what to do and say that avoids the frog and inspires the prince in men. Because what if you're actually surrounded by princes waiting to be your hero if you would only let them? So what there's for you to do is to look at, are you willing? Are you willing to let men be your heroes? Are you ready? Are you ready to have the understanding and communication that you crave. Because it's all about you. It's all about you being satisfied. And the only way you can be satisfied is if you get what you need from men with consistency, reliability, predictability, regularity. It's all about you living the life of a queen. So what is it that you want? Do you want to go out on more dates with men that you're actually attracted to? Would that make you happy? Do you want more support from your husband? Do you want to stop nagging him and having to tell him something 50 times before he does it? Would that make you happy? Do you want more respect at work? Do you want promotions to come more easily to you? Do you want to feel like you're invaluable and indispensable? Would that make you happy? I'm going to tell you who our customers are to see if you identify. Our customers are courageous men and women with a strong desire to have satisfying relationships. These men and women are dedicated to gaining an extraordinary understanding of gender and are willing to adopt a new point of view towards men and women. So if you're tired of how it normally works, we have something amazing that will have you have more of what you need and what makes you happy with a lot less effort. Because what if you could go through your life no longer worried about how you're going to get what you need, but you could actually live a life where you're confident that you could get what you need from men over and over and over again? But if you still want to see if you can get something from the way that we've been set up in our culture, from the paradigm of get a man, keep him, and get him to act right, that he's dysfunctional and defective and misbehaving and he needs to be rehabilitated. If you're tired of that setup, then we have something amazing for you. But if you think that you're the exception because you're smart and beautiful, because you have a fancy degree, because you're very conscious, then what we have for you, it's probably not a fit. This amazing world is one that we want to share with you, and we want to make it as easy as possible and as clear of a choice as possible for you. So, to register for the Queen's Code Workshop, what there is to do is to go to www.registerunderstandmen.com. www.registerunderstandmen.com. When you pay in full for this weekend workshop, which is Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., when you pay in full, the tuition is normally $849. That's when you pay in full. But because you've been on this teleclass, I want to give you a promotional code that you can use to take a discount of $124 off of the regular tuition, making the paid in full price only $725. The promotional code is SA-1014. SA-1014. So that's strawberry apple 1014. You save the most money when you pay in full. But we've created a payment plan option because we do not want you to be stopped by money. Transforming your relationships with men forever is too important to let money get in the way. If you use our payment plan option, which is 7 payments of $124, you still get to use the promotional code SA-1014 and get $124 off the payment plan total, making your first payment only $1. Then you make 6 additional payments of $125 that will be deducted, and it will be deducted from your credit card or debit card every 30 days. You save the most money if you pay in full because there is a $25 administrative fee when you use the payment plan. We did the math for you. It's only $4 a day for 6 months if you do the 6-month payment plan. People spend that much at Starbucks once a day. What's great about the payment plan is it's not layaway. You do not have to make all the payments before you do the workshop. So say you want to do the Queen's Code workshop coming up in the first weekend of February in Los Angeles, and you use a payment plan. You make one payment of $1 today when you register at registeruntherstandmen.com. You take the workshop, and then your second payment of $125 will happen 30 days after the first payment. So you have completed the course, and you've only made one payment of $1. Thus, regardless of if you register by paying in full or if you do the payment plan, you still save $124 if you register with the promotional code that I gave you, which again is SA-1014. That's Strawberry Apple 1014. Now, we also want to give you some gifts for registering. These are very practical and useful gifts, and one of them you are going to be able to use as soon as you finish your registration. So as soon as you finish your registration, you're going to get an email. And in this email, we're going to give you a gift that will help you continue your education with us, because we want you to keep learning from us as soon as possible. And it will also be something that can tie you over until you actually attend the live workshop. So after you register for the Queen's Code workshop, when you go to www.registeruntherstandmen.com, you will immediately receive a downloadable audio recording of a class that we had, a workshop to go, called Loving More by Sacrificing Less. It's very common for us to believe that love means you sacrifice. Have you ever noticed that? But have you ever noticed that sacrificing only leaves you resentful, tired, and angry? What if it is actually an act of love not to sacrifice? What if you could partner without sacrificing yourself? In this recording, you'll learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted, neglected, and used. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need so you can feel valued and loved. This recording costs $89, but when you register for the Queen's Code workshop, you'll receive it as a bonus, as a gift from us. Now we have two other gifts for you. After you complete the weekend workshop, you have two more bonuses waiting for you. One is a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself. Many of your questions will get answered at the weekend workshop, but you may still have a couple left, perhaps about a particular man or specific scenario. We give you a private coaching session so you can get the personal attention you need to feel confident with the tools that we gave you at the course. This private coaching session costs $48, but you're going to get it as a gift when you register. Finally, the third gift you will receive when you register for the Queen's Code workshop is a 3-session follow-up teleclass series that includes topics such as how to bring out the best in men, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. This teleclass series costs $125, but again, you'll get it as a gift when you register at registeruntherstandmen.com. The combined value for the course and all three of the bonuses is $1,111. But when you use the promotional code SA-1014, you're going to get all of it for $725, or 6 payments of $125. That's a 35% savings. So you're getting almost $400 off. Now, when you go to registeruntherstandmen.com to register for the Queen's Code workshop, you'll get the weekend course, the audio recording, the coaching session, and the follow-up teleclass series, all for $725, or 6 payments of $125. You can transfer to another date, to another city, free of charge, as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop. Now, the last thing that I want to tell you is that this is our promise from you doing the Queen's Code workshop. Our promise is, if you give us 2 days of your life and you participate fully, we will transform your view of men forever. That's our promise. We will transform your view of men forever. We are so sure of this that we have a 100% money-back guarantee. Because if for some reason you come to the workshop, you participate fully, and we don't deliver, we will give you all of your money back, all of it. So I'd like for you to look for yourself. Is having the relationships of your dreams worth a $1 payment and a $125 subsequent payment plan? Is it worth it? Look at all the things that you can avoid by understanding men better. All the heartbreak, the hurt and disappointment, the mixed messages, all the anger and frustration, all the custody battles and divorce court proceedings, the plastic surgery, all those things that you can avoid. But let's also look at everything that you can gain. What about that love and intimacy that you've always craved since you were a little girl? What about the sex life of your dreams? What about the gifts and the fun and the adventures? What about the partnership and companionship, the intimacy and the romance? That's what there is to gain, the life of a queen. So please go to registerunderstandmen.com and register for the Queen's Code Workshop near you. It's been a pleasure to teach you tonight. Good night.